everybody. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo B, and today's episode comes to you straight from the Royal Livingston Hotel by Anantara in Vic Falls, Zambia. I recently spent some days at this incredible property. It is just a quick 90 minutes flight from Johannesburg if you're traveling with Fly Safair, so there is really no excuse for you to visit. While I was at the Vic Falls, I caught up with Loribe, who is the general manager for Anantara in Zimbabwe and Zambia. In our discussion, we tackled something that's been hitting up on social media, those tricky check-in and check-out times. You know the debate. Why should we have to check out so early when our flights are later? Or why should we hang around waiting for our room when we arrive? So those type of conversations, I'm sure you've also asked yourself that question. We also get into those unspoken hotel room souvenirs, what you can actually take home and what should definitely stay put. Now, ever wonder if those slippers are really free? Lori spills the tea on what makes hotels tick and what ticks them off. Now, before we dive into our chat, let me tell you guys, Zambia, or rather Vic Falls, should be on your travel radar, that's for sure. The hospitality at Royal Livingston Hotel was top tier. You should just go on my social media to see what the experience was like. I recorded this particular episode while at the hotel, so if the sound is not so great, please pardon me. I hope you can still make it out. So let's jump into my conversation with Lori about what really goes on behind those closed hotel doors. Enjoy.
Hello, Lori.
Lovely to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. And I should be saying thank you for hosting Chica Travel at the Royal Livingston Hotel. Well,
thank you for visiting. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Awesome. So do you mind just telling us a bit about the hotel? What do you guys specialize in?
Exactly. Well, allow me to introduce myself. So my name is Lori Burr. I'm the area cluster manager for minor hotels in Zambia and in Zimbabwe. We have four hotels in this region. Royal Livingston, which you just checked into. This is our pride and the flagship here in Zambia. And of course, we have the Afani Victoria Falls adjacent to this property, another large 213-bedroom hotel. We've recently moved over to Zimbabwe, also in Victoria Falls, and we've taken on those incredible boutique hotel called the Stanley and Livingston. And then we have the Anantara Kafue tented camp. It's miners' very first
a camp.
It's the most incredible, luxurious 6-star tented camp in the Kafue National Park. Now, the Kafue National Park is here in Zambia. It's actually Africa's second largest park. We've been developing over the last few years how to encapsulate nature at its very best without having any footprint. And we've elevated the hotel literally off the ground by 3.5 meters, and everyone has a view of the Kafue River. Each villa is 320 meters square, and so it's a house in the tree.
You need to come and see.
And that we opened up in July next year.
Oh, so my
quite
goodness.
A bit of things going on, but yeah. Absolutely exciting
Sounds
times
awesome.
For the miner in Africa.
That is amazing. I actually used to call it Minor. I didn't know it was Minor. Minor hotels. I know the group has got quite a lot of hotels across the world. That is amazing. And are you from here? Where are you from?
I'm originally from the UK, from London, but Africa has had this drawing to me. I have red blood in the veins. I've worked around the world. I've been very fortunate enough to travel in the Maldives, Thailand, India, Sri Lanka, and Caribbean, but I had an attraction to Africa, and I've been with Minor for 6 years now. So I've been in both Zimbabwe and Zambia, and of course South Africa, where we also recently opened up a new hotel in Sandton at the NH. Hilton handed over the baton.
Yes,
and now, last year or early this year, it's now a hotel group, NH.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have many brands in the group, and that's what makes Minor such a very diversified company.
Yes.
We operate in 56 countries around the world with over 600 hotels now plus, and by incredible brands, seven brands.
Yeah.
And NH was a brand that was introduced to Minor in late 2019, early 2020.
Mm.
And it's doing very well in Africa. We hope to have some more NH hotels coming
up
soon.
Yeah, that is awesome. So I have stayed at Avani next door.
Mm-hmm.
I've also stayed at Bazaruto.
Oh, you've been to some nice places.
I was blown away. My introduction to your hotels, I just fell in love. The service, just really, really beautiful experiences that I've had. So you said earlier on that you also traveled a bit. So as a traveler, I'm going to ask you a question about check-in and check-out times at hotels.
Ah, okay.
But before we get to that question, just tell me a bit about what type of traveler do you guys usually get at this particular hotel?
Well, we have both local, international, and what we call SADC, basically the Southern Hemisphere of Africa. So we have a lot of guests coming from South Africa, specifically Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
We have rates affiliated for all of our destinations. So there's an African rate.
Thank you for that.
You know the struggle. Monies go up and down quite quickly, and it's important to make sure our hotels are open for everybody. But also for the Royal Livingston and the Avani and the Stanley and Kapui, it does have a good international presence.
Mm.
The US markets, Europe markets are still traveling very well.
Yes.
2024 has been a good year. 2025 is set to be a good year, but pretty much everyone from most countries, Europe, America, Africa are welcome at my hotels here.
Love
in Livingston.
One comment that I got a lot when I said I'm coming to Vic Falls, and people were saying Zimbabwe or Zambia side, and because there's that whole debate about.
I know, I've heard it. Yes.
What is your comment?
Well,
no
we
bias.
Have two hotels now. You see, now you know why we put a second hotel on the other side
to cater for all the. Yeah.
Well, look, you know the Victoria Falls is an incredible length. I think it's 1.6 kilometers, and it is true that just by the rock formation and accessibility that Zimbabwe does enjoy a little bit longer of a view. But that's not to say that Zambia, Livingston, doesn't have an incredible spectacular view in the river itself. It's the formation of the rocks that's just before the end of the falls where waters sometimes get diverted. There is a power station on the left-hand side where we do green sustainability power in Livingston, so
cool.
Water is diverted off to a certain point. Not we control it with Zespa, the power companies, but that sometimes does affect, you know, the amount, the volume of water which is going.
That makes sense, yeah.
But I think they've both got incredible views. They're both special places, which is why we have two Anantaras, one on each side.
That is smart. Okay, now I have to ask you. So you travel a lot, and you manage a hotel. And now there's a big debate across, you know, different travelers on social media around check-in and check-out times at hotels. What is your check-out time, firstly, at Anantara here?
Yeah, at the Anantara, check-out is 11 a.m. in the morning, and check-in is at 2 p.m.
Why do hotels kick us out at 10 a.m. sometimes? I appreciate the extra hour that you give us here. What is the reason behind early check-out times for hotels?
Well, firstly, I can assure you, you haven't been at an Anantara because we would never kick anyone out of the hotel. Well, do you know, I've been interviewed so many times for so many things, and this is the first time I'm actually having this question.
Such an important question.
And it's an important one.
It is.
Yeah. Well, like all things in life, I think all things have to start and all things have to end. And I think, you know, one has to base some kind of timing, which is appropriate for the business and appropriate for the travel and how people are coming in, whether it's a city, whether it's an urban destination, whether it's a resort destination, based on flights, based on many, many variables. What happens in a hotel, of course, is that a cleaning process of your room. At an Anantara, it takes 45 minutes to clean a room, but that's while you're in residence. So when we receive a new guest to a hotel, the cleaning process is actually 2 hours. So when a guest obviously checks out from a hotel, that room is basically locked in our system. it takes multiple departments to come in. So first, basically, the housekeeping team, the cleaners, we clean that room. Then in comes management to check that
room. Yes.
Then we actually have an engineering team which come in and they check everything in the room, light switches, things, plumbing and what have you. Mm-hmm. And then finally, believe it or not, we actually have our own florists and our own gardens and grounds. So they come in, they check everything for how the garden looks, the view looks, the trimming and flowers in your room.
Yeah.
The natural, so all of this takes quite a bit of time, and it has to go through a very regimental process to be signed off to have that room put back in inventory. And it's with that we, like most hotels, whether they do such a thorough cleanse, which I'm sure most hotels do, must move into the afternoon. So breakfast is always considered, and I'm talking here now a little on resort destination, not necessarily a business hotel in Sandton or Dubai, 100%. New York or London.
And that's what I'm asking.
I think a lot of it is to do with flights. So things are timed. No one would fly out of a beautiful destination such as Livingston or Victoria or the Maldives at 8 o'clock in the morning.
True.
They normally have flights which are scheduled in sort of early afternoon, late afternoon, to allow that guest to enjoy his or her last day.
Yeah.
A last day, you know, guests do tend to have breakfast a little bit later, sort of around about that 9:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. They freshen up, they want to brush their teeth, of course, and look their best for their flight, which is coming up. So 11:00 is seen, of course, as a reasonable and a fair checkout.
Yeah.
And 2:00, what we do at Minor, of course, is always accommodate. If the room is ready, if the room is in a position that it can be given,
it can be occupied, then you can.
We certainly do not watch the clock.
Okay. So you can then, in that instance, give me an early check-in.
We've checked in people as early as 6:00 in the morning, simply because that room is ready.
Okay. But and I guess it all depends on whether. I mean, even late checkout, is this room, you know, supposed to be occupied by another guest soon after you leave, after all of the cleaning has been completed? Mm. That determines whether or not you can give me an early check-in.
So you see, or late checkout. Exactly. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. You know, it's just that, you know. Mm. So if a guest, for example, requests a late checkout, that room basically cannot be sold again. So because you're in a resort destination and you have various flights, which are the controlling factor, which is not that you have as an urban city hotel where you have people walking literally from the street into the hotel with a credit card and an ID and saying, I need a room for the night. We know exactly who is coming here, when they're coming here as a resort destination. So that late checkout that we would grant, and which we do on a very frequent basis, we, the hotel, have to accept the fact that that room cannot be resold again that night. So we lose as a business.
And that's money for you.
It's money on the table. But our guest comfort, if we can do it, we are always accommodated.
Okay.
But there's one other way, though.
Yes.
To guarantee it.
What?
Is to join up to our GHA Discovery program. That program.
What?
Well, it's a loyalty program. It's called GHA. It's called the Global Hotel Alliance. It's a Discovery. It's the only.
I think I may have joined it, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was.
It's one of the very few reward companies in the world which is actually giving you physical money back.
Oh.
So Discovery dollars, and it's a dollar for a dollar.
A dollar.
If you stay in a Minor hotel in any of our hotels, you are earning dollars. These dollars can be redeemed on a future stay at any of our hotels worldwide, 56 countries. Now, as you work up the levels, you start off with grade and you work up until you get to red. But quite quickly in the program, as you become a member with us, one of the benefits is guaranteed early check-in and a guaranteed late check-out.
That is
so
amazing.
That's another way of doing it.
So I guess, well, for my listeners, those who say they want to come and experience the hotel, sign up firstly for membership, right? And then when they come in, they earn points.
They earn points, especially with GHA Discovery, which I think is one of the leading reward programs in the world.
Yeah,
I just came back from a business trip where I stayed in Dubai for a few nights. And, you know, it wasn't, thankfully, all work.
So there was a bit of fun.
Was a bit of fun. You know, I could sit at the on my terrace having a glass of bubbles, watching the Burj Khalifa, and I even went to go and have a spa treatment. But charged me. They charged me. Upon checkout, which was late because I qualified for it.
They
told me, would I like to physically depart with my own cash or my own credit card
or use
my dollars? And I said, take it from my dollars. You don't see the money, you don't feel the money.
Yeah.
But I know that it's given me a reward.
I definitely,
it was a win-win.
Yeah, we'll definitely share more info on how to
sign you up.
That's amazing. Thank you. All right, from what you explained, I understand why hotels can say check out at 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. or 5 p.m. That's like a whole new booking altogether. Mm-hmm. But I guess for people out there, it was almost like they feel like, you know, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. is way too early. But this makes sense because when I check into a room, I want to check in a room where lights and everything are working. There's no broken tables or anything, and the room is clean. The linen has been changed. So for all of that to happen, there needs to be a checkout time and some time to allow for this cleaning to happen before the next guest comes in. So from that perspective, I get it. So I guess you have to choose clean room or early check-in.
You know, I would go with the latter. With the former.
Former.
Clean room, because, you know, when you think about a hotel, when you think back, you know, how many people were in my bed?
Yes. There needs to be proper cleaning.
How many
cleaning
people
there.
Were in my bed this week? Yeah. You know, how many people were in the shower? How many people were there? So, you know, Anantara Minor, we have very, very, very stringent guidelines how to prep a room. And, you know, a lot of things that we've even taken back from COVID, you know, with ultravite, steaming, and sanitizing. We sanitize.
Yeah.
And that's very important. That's on top and above the cleaning.
Yeah.
And so these things really do take a few hours to do. But, you know, as a governing rule, I suppose one could summarize, you know, why is there an hour of checkout and why is there an hour of check-in?
Mm.
And it's really based on inventory and commercial. That's the only product you can sell in that 24-hour period.
Mm.
And in order to sell it, it needs to be vacant. And in order for it to be vacant, it needs to be clean. In order for it to be clean, it has to follow a process. So if a guest was staying the day before, you need to get that guest and that room into a state where it is seen by every body as in an acceptable, clean, hygienic, luxury room.
Yeah. And I guess also for you guys as the hotel to maintain your standards, right? You don't want to mess it up for all the guests that are coming. You may make one guest happy by letting them leave late, but then what about everybody else that comes in after them?
Yeah.
Are you going to find a room that's in a standard, you know, that aligns?
Get to know the general managers.
Right? Okay, but thank you so much. I'm really, really thankful that you made the time.
Thank you.
But I have one crazy question that I did not prepare you for that I want to ask you.
Okay. It doesn't involve a bungee jump.
No. Because I'm scared of bungee jumping or anything. The one and only time that I came here, I went river rafting and I got out of that and I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
But did you have fun?
I had fun. No, it was proper fun. But I was like, never again. Okay, here's my crazy question. People go into hotels and they leave with like little things that they steal from hotel rooms. I also want to admit that when I'm at a hotel, I do leave with slippers. I don't know if that's not allowed or not. What's your view around people going into hotels and they leave with like a towel or...
Right.
What's your comment? And I know I did not prepare you for this question, but I just want to ask.
It's a deep question. It's a deep question.
I know.
You know, we have discussed it 1,000 times and I've been, funny enough, asked it 1,000 times. Internally, as a hotel, we sort of have a general rule, but it's not a written rule. A general rule: what is seen and deemed fair, you know, to move along with a guest who has paid for that room. Now, these things might be some amenities in the room, such as the shampoos, the soap, the showers. I know that my family takes the amenity box because the little vial, the sewing kit.
I love those.
The cotton,
yes.
The cotton wool. Always comes in handy. So it's quite common that guests, you know, may help themselves to that.
Yeah.
Moving up a level, let's call it now towels and let's say bathrobes. Generally, this is a no-no.
Yeah.
This is a product for your
enjoyment while you're at the hotel. Yeah.
It's like when I rent a car. Mm. There is a spare tire in the back should I get into trouble and need it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to leave with the tire when I hand the car back. So towels and a...
And bathrobes, no.
Is seen, you know, as a bit of a no-no.
Yeah.
What is definitely a no-no is televisions, mattresses,
linen.
You know, it does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen. Thankfully, seldomly, rarely.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it does happen. Normally, if you go, like I said, I've described it on three phases.
Yeah.
Phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase one is the small, movable amenities.
Yeah.
We're fine.
What about the one I'm guilty of?
What did you take?
The TV.
Oh, the slippers. No, that comes into number one.
Oh, is it? I haven't broken any laws in my previous life.
No.
Okay.
No, look, also there is a health and hygiene. So our towels, our linen, go through a very, very detailed process wash, which again, they're being disinfected, not only just washed, a bath towel. Basically, whether it's dirty, soiled or not, or just being used to dry after someone's used a shower, it goes into a sanitization bath.
Wow.
It goes into a soap bath, first of all, depending on what it's made from. It then goes into a very precision wash, an hour and a half wash.
Mm-hmm.
It then goes into tumble dryer systems, which have antibacterial components to the machine.
Yeah.
And out comes a fluffy, dry, healthy and safety towel. Now a pair
and they
of
feel so good.
With slippers,
because you wouldn't use my slippers on somebody else, right?
Yeah. So we sort of consider those there
again. Like they're part the sewing kit.
It's like part of the amenity.
The soap.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yes.
Well,
that's no problem.
Feel so good. I'm not guilty of any crimes.
No.
Sorry, thank you so much.
No.
This has been
awesome. Thank you very much indeed.
Awesome. You've given us a lot of info, very useful. And I think you answered the question on everybody's mind about checkout times. Thank you so much.
There we go. Join GHA.
Yeah, definitely will. Thank you. Awesome.